The Ones Who Walk Away from Omala. Edited. Variations on a Theme by William James. Ursula Le Guin. With a clamour of bells that set the swallows soaring, the festival of summer came to the city Omala, bright towered by the sea. The rigging of the boats in harbour sparkled with flags. In the streets, between houses with red roofs and painted walls, between old moss-grown gardens and under avenues of trees, past great parks and public buildings, processions moved. Some were decorous. Old people, in long stiff robes of mauve and grey, grave master workmen, quiet, merry women, carrying their babies and chatting as they walked. In other streets, the music beat faster, a shimmering of gong and tambourine, and the people went dancing. The procession was a dance. Children dodged in and out, their high calls rising like the swallows, crossing flights over the music and the singing. All the processions wound towards the north side of the city, where, on the great water meadow called the Green Fields, boys and girls, naked in the bright air, with mud-stained feet and ankles and long, lithe arms, exercised their restive horses before the race.